got better and better and better. And we got a lot of fans here tonight. Not only a ton of people here for Baker, of course, but the Benedictine fans have traveled very well tonight, too. So it's always good to see Raven fans on hand. Nice little comparatively short road trip for Benedictine. About, you know, not just into Baldwin City, but maybe an hour-ish. Something like that. So, not too bad. Here's the public address announcer. Again, set to introduce the starters. And again, we just don't get them up here very quickly. So, we're going to pick them up as they come out on the floor for us. Baker under quite a long time head coach now, Sean Dooley. And they're going to be starting, first of all, Dylan Smith. Dylan, a 6'2" senior from Stillwater, Oklahoma, transferring in here from Bethany. Going to have Ty Henry, a 6'5" sophomore out of Topeka, Kansas, who played Northside at Seaman High School. Corey Jones, a 6'2" junior from Dallas, Texas, Johnson County, Community College product, and rounding it out, a name that we heard a lot last year, Noah Rigatuso, 6'6" junior from Omaha, Nebraska, out of North Iowa area, Community College. Baker coming into the ball game tonight at 2-2. Again, under head coach Sean Dooley for Benedictine, and head coach Ryan Moody, his associate head coach John Peer. For the Ravens tonight, it is going to be Ezra Figafa, a 6'1" junior from Wellington, New Zealand. Preston Reynolds, a 6'5" sophomore from Shawnee Vision East High School, Leawood, Kansas. Ahmad Lewis, a Washburn transfer out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's a senior at 6'2". From Lee Summit High School in Lee Summit, Missouri, 6'2" sophomore Bryson LaRue. And rounding up the Benedictine starters tonight, it'll be Braden Bell, a 6'1" senior from Andover Central High School in Andover, Kansas. The Ravens go up, tip the ball away, control it down. We're underway. Benedictine with the ball, and here's a quick shot. Three, left side, up, no good. Rebound tipped around, stopped around. It's going to be hauled down by the Wildcats. Baker into the forecourt with the basketball. On the court one time, the dish over to the left side. Falling away shot is up and off the window and no good. Felt will rebound it down, and Benedictine is going to take the ball the other way. Ravens into the forecourt. Figafa comes off on top to Preston. Reynolds will drive it down the right side. Backs in, twists, turn, shoots off the window, no good. And the rebound coming down to Rigatuso. Here comes Baker with their second possession. Baker comes out on top. There's no for him there. Pushes back off on top to Corey Jones. Down the feet underneath. The two to the ball over the left side. It's going to be Figafa. Feeds it down low. Not go down for Bryson LaRue. Back up with it will come Baker. 3 minutes into the game, still 4-0 Baker. Wildcats have the lead. End of basketball. They'll accelerate to the baseline. The feet across in the middle of the lane. It's going to be knocked free. That's just such a low percentage pass when you're trying to pass through about three or four guys in the middle. Somebody's going to get a hand on that thing and deflect it away. Now the upcourt pass will be lost out of bounds, but it'll come back in again to Benedictine. 24 on the shot clock, 16:54 to go in the opening half. Ravens trailing 4-0. LaRue to inbound. Out on top, Figafa. Left-hand dribble, now crosses over side to side. Shot clock at 16. Now he's just going to launch the three and knock it down. First points of the ball game belong to Ezra. And the Ravens right back to within one. 16:40 to go in the opening half. Baker with the ball around left side. Fading away from the baseline left. Shot is up. Nope. Rebound. LaRue has it just taken away from him from behind. And the running shot of the lane is no good. And we've got a Benedictine foul. The whistle is going to be on Braden Belch. It'll be his first. That is the first foul by either team so far in the game. It's 16:20 to play. Got Baker coming to the free throw line. The look, the shot, no. Not a pretty shot. One more look at it here for Quentin Harvey. Second one, nope. And LaRue clears it down. Ravens back up the floor. 16-16 to go in the opening half. Benedictine trying to get the ball game, but only by one at 4-3. And now players fall to the floor. The ball gets covered up. Players jump on top of that, and we're going to get a Baker timeout by Coach Dooley. They will apparently indicate that Baker had control of the ball as Ravens were trying to rip it free. And we're going to get a timeout with the Wildcats. Ray, the break coming at 16:07 to go. We're in the opening half. Wildcat 6, Benedictine 3.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good to have you along here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Coming out of the timeout, it will be Baker basketball, and we're 4 minutes into the game. 4-3, Wildcats in front here in their home gym. Over to the left side, with it is going to go Ty Henry, and as he heads for the baseline, we get another whistle and another Benedictine foul. This one's going to be on Ahmad. Ahmad Lewis will have his first foul, and for the Ravens, it'll be team foul two. 20 on the shot clock, and now the inbound. Going to be lost away. Reynolds comes down the court. Drives, shoots, missed it, got fouled. So Preston kind of going up soft on the left side of the lane. Did not really power into the bucket. Going to be fouled by Corey Jones. It'll be his first. And an opportunity to tie and or take a lead for the Ravens in the hands of Preston Reynolds. First free throw, no. So neither team able to hit a free throw yet. One more shot coming up here. On his way. Can't hit that one either. So Ravens with an offensive board, and then Braden Belt bounces it off his ankle and out of bounds. So both teams just trying to get some game legs underneath them here. Neither team particularly impressive in the early going. Benedictine 1 of 6 shooting the ball. Baker 2 of 5. The difference is the Ravens shot was a 3-point shot where they're 1 of 5. Baker has not taken the 3-point shot yet. Until now, it's on its way. It is good. From deep in the corner on the right side, Noah Rigatuso hits the 3. And the Ravens now trail 7-3. 15-20 to play in the opening half. Benedictine with the basketball over to the left side. Will start their way down to the baseline. No room there. Comes back on the top to Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad bumps it over to the right side to Belt. Now into the corner. It's going to go to Vlagoffa. Vlagoffa has the ball knocked out of his hands. There's a scrum for the loose ball on the floor as Ahmad dives on it. And the official stops the play, pulls the players off one another, and says it is. Apparently it's going to be Baker basketball. Got a couple of new players checking into the lineup for Baker. You're going to buy Justin Batts. Justin, it feels like he's been around for kind of a while now. Oh, that's not Justin. It's Nick Whitlick. So let me fix that. Nick Whitlick into the game. He is a 5'11 junior from Allen County. West Palm Beach, Florida. WPB. And the Ravens on the inbound, they're going to have a foul called on Preston Reynolds. Preston's first team foul 3. Also into the game for Baker is going to be Braden Griffiths. Braden is a 6'3 junior from Frisco, Texas. Benedictine will bring Anthony Hall into the lineup, the Parkdale High School sophomore, 6'5. So with that, maybe we should reset this lineup just a little bit. What do you say? Bryson LaRue, Anthony Hall, Ahmad Lewis, Preston Reynolds, Ezra Vigapa. There's your Benedictine five. Baker has it on the right side, bounces in, loses a handle, there's a travel. Yeah, good call by the official down at the baseline. End of game right now for the Wildcats. You got Braden Griffiths and Quinton Harvey, Noah Rigatuso, Nick Wittick, and Ty Henry. Here comes Benedictine with the basketball, trailing by four. 14 and a half to play. And what's been a pretty low scoring start to this game. BC will skip it over to Preston. Reynolds backs in, bumps, now throws it across. Ahmad crosses over, kicks it back behind him to the right side. Gets it over there to Bryson. Back out on top. They'll go back door. Shot partially deflected. They're going to be a foul call on him. A couple of more free throws coming up for the Ravens. BC moving the ball around aggressively. This foul is going to be blown against Quinton Harvey, his first. And back to the free throw line. For the Ravens will come Preston Reynolds. Now remember, Preston is 0-for-2 at the line tonight. So again, neither team has hit a free throw, and they're a combined 0-for-4. That one's in. Into the game now for Baker is going to come Brock Burling. Brock is a 6'8 senior from Millard West in Omaha. Second free throw. Rattles around and it goes in. So Preston has his first couple of points in the ball game, and Benedictine is back to within two at 7-5 at 14-19 to go in the first half. Walking up the floor with it. Here comes Baker. They'll bring it up to the top of the key. Dish it over to the left side. Way down with it is going to be Braden Griffiths. Down brings it over to the right. Baker working the outside. BC staying at a little player defense. Now they'll skip it off down though. Benedictine has gone to the bench and has brought Gino Corridori in, 6'8 junior from Colorado. And BC's going to come up with a steal of a loose basketball. Ravens fly down the court. Ezra brings it down the right side of the lane, finds no room. Comes back off on top to Bryson. LaRue will swing it back over to the left side. Vigapa works to the baseline. Cut off quickly by Burling. The runner from the right side is up and way too strong. Floats over the rim by Anthony Hall and picked up on the fly by Baker. They'll come back to the other side. There is not a lot of offense here tonight. Backing in. The ball gets broken loose, and it's going to get away and get out of bounds. And off whom will it have gone? It will be off Baker. Ravens are going to have it back in. So Anthony brings it in. Ezra brings it up. 13-13 going out. It is still 7-5. Bryson has the ball. LaRue swings it over to the left side. Ahmad. Lewis to the top. Again, he's going to cross over. Takes it to the extended free throw line left. Hits for the baseline. Shot is up high, above the box and off the window and good. Ahmad Lewis has his first point. And we are even at 7. 12:50 to play. Here's a 17-footer straight away. Up, no good. Rebound tipped out. Vigapa pulls it down. But they're going to say he commits a foul. And that's got Coach Moody more than a little unhappy. The foul has got to be whistled on Gino. So Gino Corridori. And back into the game, it'll come for Benedict, and going to come Preston Reynolds back in, Braden Belz back in. Here's a driving shot from the right side. It is up and counted, and I think it's going to be a plus one. It is. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Ahmad, and I have got him now for two. So Ahmad Lewis in a little bit of foul trouble with 12 and a half to go first half. And Benedictine is going to run to the bench and bring in Jared Lee. Jared is 6'2" freshman out of Staley High School. So the chance at the three-point play up and short. Rebound, Benedictine. And now we're going to have a foul on the rebound. And that foul is going to be on Brock Burling. So we've got a lot of things going on out here, and the officials early in the season, too. We're not getting quite the clear calls. Kind of can imagine and kind of suppose that you know what they are, but I'm looking for that definitive call. I'm trying to work on that. Here's a running shot from the left side of the baseline. No good, but the follow shot is going to go up and in. For Dory is going to follow it home, picking up his first points of the game, and we're back to an even game now at 9. At 12-12 to play in the half. The feed underneath for Baker. And a pass over to the left side is going to escape. Get out of bounds. Out of the reach of Braden Griffiths. Into the BC bench. Ravens will have it back in. Coach Moody calling Gino over. And she's just having a little word with him. Gordori brings some size into the middle for the Ravens at 6'8". Inside 12 minutes to go in the half. Ravens into the forecourt. They'll dish it over to the left side where Braden Belt with a right hand dribble works it out toward the top. He's defended by Nick Wittick. Falls away. Shot is up and no good. And a rebound swept down by Brock Burling. Here comes Baker. The feed to the baseline left. A little head fake, but nobody was biting until they bring it back out on top again. Couldn't get a shot away down low. Trying to drive in. Oh, a beautiful backdoor pass that was mishandled, and so they're going to have to bring it back out. Baker with the ball in the lane, twisting, turning. Kind of off balance. The shot goes up. No. Offensive rebound. Followed up. No, but a Raven foul. So coming off an offensive rebound, the follow shot did not go in either, but an opportunity at a couple of free throws here for Brock Burling. As for BC, for a second foul. So for the Ravens, some foul issues. Two on Ahmad Lewis. Two on Gino Cordori. And Brock Burling at the line for two. First one is good. So Brock will hit the first. Gordori exits the game for the Ravens. And another new player comes in. That is going to be Noah Simmons, a 6'7" sophomore from Valley Center, Kansas. Second free throw, no good. Ravens rebounded down. And here comes Lee. Quickly to the left side. Attack of the basket, the shot up, missing, rebound tipped around, going to be secured down by Baker. 10-9, Wildcats in front. Baker brings it off way out on top. Shot at the baseline is going to be rejected out of bounds, and we're going to have another foul on Benedict and underneath. And this one is going to be on Noah Simmons. It'll be Noah's first. 10:55 to play in the first half. Free throw? Nope. Another big, big man coming in for Baker. It's going to be Kenyon Russell. Kenyon, 6'9", 285 out of Texas. Second free throw? Nope. And Baker unable to capitalize. Back up before they come. BC with the basketball. Here's Belt in the lane. Huge collision. Belt runs into the big guy. And that's where the foul's going to go. The foul is going to be on Ahmed Magoob. Ahmed, 6'5", 200. So Magoob picks up his first foul. Ravens with 10.5 to go. Find the shot clock at single digits. Lee goes left side. Baseline jumper. It's an air ball. And the ball is loose. BC's going to save it. And by virtue of it being an air ball, we're going to have a shot clock violation. And back the other way with a McCummett Baker. 10:20 to go. Approaching the midpoint of the first half. Wildcats are going to bring it in front of head coach Sean Dooley. And walking up the floor, Ravens are going to stay with their typical player defense. Over to the right side is going to be Braden Griffiths. Falling away shot. It's three. It's up. No good. Rebound's going to be cleared down by the Wildcats, and they're going to reset. Here's Quentin Harvey with it. They'll shake and bake. Can't get away from Preston Reynolds. Dumps it over to the left side. No room there. Comes back out. Now underneath, dropping a shoulder like a big fullback. Power move! Going in with the shot and the bucket, Kenyon Russell. So Russell has his first 2 points, and the Ravens now trail 12-9. Preston Reynolds will go left side, BC on offense, loses the ball, picked up by Lee, off on top, over to the right side, and he'll throw it away. Ravens, getting a timeout? Yeah, we're going to get the media break. BC could use it. We're taking it, Ray. Timeout on the floor, 9:20 to go. We're in the opening half in Baldwin City. Baker, 12, Benedictine, 9.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Glad to have you with us here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison as we come to you from Baldwin City, Kansas with college basketball this evening. First game of the 26th game Heart of America Athletic Conference basketball schedule. Here we are, middle of November. We'll be doing these conference games with the men and the women all the way into late February. So, hold on tight. It's going to be a fun 100 days. We're going to see who comes out of the court. First of all, for Baker, we've got Dylan Smith, Ahmed Magoub, Quentin Harvey, Kenyon Russell, and Braden Griffiths. On the floor for Benedictine, Preston Reynolds and Anthony Hall. Jared Lee stays in. Braden Belt and Noah Simmons is in at the five. The ball comes into the Wildcats, and again, the big man backs in. Cross-court pass stolen by Lee. He'll fly down. Skips it over, tries to thread the needle on the bounce pass. Good looking for Belt, but it's going to be stolen back by Baker. So the Ravens taking a bit of a gamble that doesn't pay off. And a feed across, tipped out on top, saved down low. The feed to the perimeter. The three is launched and missed. And a foul by Benedictine is going to result in three free throws. So, for Bryson LaRue, it'll be foul number one for Benedictine. That is now already team foul eight. So, normally Baker would be in the 1-1, but they're in the 3-3 right now because it was a long shot that got fouled. First free throw's up and good. This is Dylan Smith taking these shots. Dylan, the 6'2 senior from Stillwater, Oklahoma. So Smith hits the first and now has hit the second. Ravens are going to go back to the bench and Corridori is going to check back in for Simmons. Kind of a risky move. He's already out there with two fouls. All three free throws good for Smith. That extends the Baker lead now to 15-9 as we go inside nine to play in the first half. Ravens with the basketball, right side Belt. He'll skip it over to Corridori. Backs in, bumps in, bumps in, bumps in, falls away, turns, shoots, knocked it in. That was a pretty shot. So Gino Corridori has four. And it is 15-11, Baker. 8:20 left in the half. Spinning move on a baseline right. Nice shot up and in by Quentin Harvey. Quentin with four. 17-11. And again, the Ravens trail by that half dozen. Here's the three from the right side. It's going to be very short. Flopping to the floor. No foul called on the miss by Ezra Vigapa on the other end of running three, launched and missed, and a rebound, Corridori. Benedictine going to take it the other way. 7:50 to go in the half. Ravens act like they kind of want to run with this team. Beautiful pass in the middle. Corridori, it's rejected. But the official down there calls a foul. Baker fan, you can hear him sharing their opinion with that about that call. The foul is going to be on Quentin Harvey. Now, he has his second, the first Baker player to pick up two fouls. Corridor at the free throw line. First of two is short. Gina with 4 points in the game so far. Two of two from the floor, but now 0 of 1 at the free throw line with four rebounds. One more shot coming up for Gino. Oh, got it. So Corridori with five, and BC back to within five at 17-12. 7.5 to go in the first half. Low scoring business here tonight so far. Here's a work over to the right side. The feet in the middle of her layup is going to be up over the front lip of the rim and good. Not off the side, but over the front lip. Corey Jones' first bucket of the game. And the Ravens now with their largest deficit of the night, trailing by seven with 7:17 to go. First half. BC will have it out on top. The feet in the middle, and there's Preston Reynolds with the two-handed jam. The assist to Ezra Vigatha. Reynolds has his first field goal of the game at 4 points. 7 minutes left in the half. Hook shot in the lane. Up for the big man and good. So there's a couple for Kenyon Russell, and he's got four. 21-14. Baseline right. Shot no good. Rebounding it down off the miss by Corridori. Here comes Baker. Bobcats racing down the court. It's going to be Dylan Smith for the basketball. Comes out on top and tries to pass down to the baseline. And good pursuit by Benedictine. I think almost like a face guarding. As Corey Jones is down to the baseline, Preston Reynolds got his hands up in front of his face. I don't think he saw that pass coming. It goes out of bounds. Now, Ravens are going to have it back in play. But first, Coach Moody's going to take a timeout. We'll enjoy it along with them. I'm out of the floor here at Baldwin. With 6.5 to go, opening half, Wildcats 21, Ravens 14.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Hampa season getting underway. Hard to believe here we are in the middle of November and BC's first conference pairing on the road here tonight. Gonna get their first conference game at home on Saturday. We'll be with them as the Ravens are going to be hosting Clark up in the Nolan Gymnasium. And it's going to be the early pair because Clark's got like a gazillion miles to travel to get back home. Like planes, trains, and automobiles getting from Atchison to Dubuque. So it'll be 12 o'clock noon for the ladies' game and the guys' game at about 2 o'clock. Up at the Nolan Gym Saturday, the Ravens and the Pride. It'll be Benedictine basketball coming in play. Preston Reynolds brings it in. Ezra Vigatha will bring it up, and the Ravens are back on offense. Got Bryson LaRue, Braden Belt, Gino Corridori. The rest of the BC five out of the floor right now. And out top side with it, Vigatha having some trouble as he gets surrounded by a pair of defenders and then trying to escape. We have a Baker foul on Brock Burling. Burling will pick up foul number two. Team foul six by Baker with 6:20 to go in the half. And the Ravens are going to have it in with 20 on the shot clock. Again on top, Bryson LaRue. Bryson, one foul so far, has not scored a point yet this evening. Looking for the first one right here. Drives to the left side of the lane. No room. Out on top. The shot for three is up by Vigoppa. No good. And a rebound swept away by the Wildcats. Here comes Baker. They race up the floor with Corey Jones. Over to the right side it goes Rigatuso. Has it slapped out of his hand, but recovered very easily down to the baseline by Burling. Wildcats go baseline. Left try to back in. Nice defense inside by Reynolds. Does not allow the access. Now they'll feed it across to the other side of the lane. Changing hands. The fingertip roll in front of the lane, or front of the rim, rather, by Burling is good. And he's got three. It's 23-14. Ravens now down nine. It's worth the 5.5 minutes mark of the first half. Preston Reynolds continues to back in. A little look away behind the head pass. Ill-advised. Goes right into the hands of Baker, and they're going to take it the other way. Bobcats push it off on top. 5:15 to go in the half, leading it by nine. Work it over to the baseline left. Drive again, Ty Henry. Reverse layup, doesn't get it to fall. Drive a little bit of a circus shot. Again, those kind of shots don't typically work. But when they do, it's like way fun. The crowd loves them, but the odds are poor, and that one did not work. Here comes Benedictine. The drive in, the shot rejected, and a foul called on Ty Henry. Back to the free throw line comes Benedictine and Preston Reynolds, where he is 2 of 4 tonight. 4:55 to play, first half. Ravens down 9. And Benedictine, after the first free throw, is going to bring Jack into the game. Jack Vanderwoody. Free throw, no good. Preston is 2 of 5 at the free throw line now. Felt will come out. Bryson LaRue comes out. Ahmad Lewis is back in. And again, I mentioned that Jack Vanderwoody is in. Second free throw fails also. 2 for 6 at the line, Preston Reynolds. 4:50 to go in that first half. Ravens trail by 9. And Baker coming up the floor. Here's Corey Jones back with it. BC sticks with its player defense. A quick step. Beats the man into the lane. And coming over late to try to help. A bad idea by Gino, as Corridori now has 3 fouls. Gino Corridori, he just came over to try to help out, but it's a tough call to not go and help when you know that you're going to pick up a 3rd foul, and that bucket's probably worth less than you getting that foul. So Corridori has 3. First free throw is good. Ravens are down 10. Second free throw is good. Ravens are down 11. So Dylan Smith, he's only scored at the free throw line, where he's 5 of 5 tonight. It's 25-14. 4.5 to go in the first half, and the Ravens have the ball stolen away from Corridori. Here comes Baker, flying down the floor, driving shot, up no good, and another Raven foul. And this one is going to be on Ezra Vigoppa. His 2nd foul. And now Benedictine is well over the 10-foul limit. Back to the free throw line we go. Shot. Good. So Corey Jones collects his 3rd foul. And Baker's gotten a lot of points at the free throw line. Ravens have committed a lot of fouls that have put him there. 2nd free throw will not go down. Corridori clears down the rebound as the Wildcats go up now a dozen. 26-14, 4:15 to play first half. Down to the baseline, Van Moody, off top, Ahmad, rainbow 3, well short. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Baker. Noah Rigatuso clears down to basketball. Wildcats flying into the forecourt. Now got to run that half-court offense, but not for long. The shot from on top is taken very quickly by Ty Henry. Misses. Gets his own rebound, kicks it over to the right side. The follow shot misses, and BC sweeps down the board. Another rebound for Preston Reynolds. And a pass by Van Woody right into the hand of Dylan Smith, and Baker coming back the other way. 3.5 to go in the half. Neither of these teams are exactly setting the world on fire. Benedictine is 5 of 20. shooting the basketball, including 1 of 9, 11% from the outside, 3 of 8, 37% at the free throw line. Back into the game for the Ravens will come Noah Simmons. Baker, on the other hand, is hitting 45% of his shots. Not as bad as I maybe even felt like. They're 9 of 20 and 1 of 5 from the outside, but not shooting well from the free throw line, but shooting a lot from the free throw line. They're 7 of 14. Now the inbound pass stolen. The shot up, no good. And Preston Reynolds gets fouled, and he's going to be coming back to the line. Regatuso's first foul tonight. Preston Reynolds is up there. Remember up there a minute ago? He's now 2 of 6. And two more shots coming up for Preston. One of three from the floor, 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Now 2 of 7 at the free throw line. Got a couple of rebounds. One more shot coming. Preston, Shawnee Mission East guy. This one, got it. So Reynolds is now 3 of 8 at the free throw line, and BC is back to within 11. It's 26-15. Three-point shot taken by Baker, no. And a rebound, going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it is going to be Benedictine basketball. That was some great hustle down there. I'll tell you what, Ezra Viagoffa, he was all over that basketball. It'll come back into BC, and Reynolds will bring it into Ezra. 3:15 to go in the first half. Viagoffa brings it up between the circles, keeps the dribble alive, dumps it over to the right side to Ahmad. We haven't heard a lot out of Ahmad Lewis today. Here's a three for Van Woody. Air ball. That was about a foot over the top of the rim, and the crowd loves it. Back up the floor, there will come Baker. Inside three to go in the half. Wildcats over to the left side. Coming it down to the edge. It's going to be Ty Henry. Now to Pete into the middle. The big man goes up and in for two. Couple of points. Inside four. The Wildcats, and they're now up 28-15. Keenan Russell with that jump shot. BC with the ball. Now down 13. And it is their largest deficit. Ravens having trouble with his defense. Unable to get a shot away. 3-2. Air ball. And again, shot clock was down to 3. Benedictine could not get a shot away. Coach Meade going down to the bench, and he's telling LaRue, get up. You got to get back in there. 2 minutes to go in the half. Baker with the basketball, leading it by 13. Ball swung out on top. Rigatuso back in the game. Over to the left side to Corey Jones. Now to the big man. Aircraft carrier versus layup is going to be partially deflected, and there's going to be a Benedictine foul. Huge guy in the middle. I'm telling you what. Keenan Russell is a big man. Got 6 points in the game. Coming to the free throw line again as Noah Simmons collects his second foul for the Ravens. First free throw, right in there. Keenan Russell, 7 points now. Keenan, 3 out of 4 from the floor. Only one he missed was a 3-point shot. One more on its way, gets them both. Russell with 2. Now 30-15. Benedictine trails by 15. And the Ravens are going to reset the lineup a little bit. You're going to have Preston Reynolds, Ahmad Lewis, LaRue, Belt, Cordori. Those are the BC 5. With a minute 45 to go before halftime. Ravens are going to the right side. That's LaRue. Pulls up, gets the 3 on its way. Nails it. Oh, a pretty shot. Bryson LaRue gets his first point to the ball game from the outside. And it's 30-18. 90 seconds left in the half. BC hustling on defense. They've done an okay job. I mean, you give up 30 points at the half. That's not out of range at all. Now, the Ravens are going to force a travel. Good defense. And credit Bryson LaRue with the effort over there. Fordori coming over, having a word with Coach Moody. As BC's going to be back on offense. A minute 18 left first half. 30-18 Wildcats. Ahmad Lewis up the floor with only 2 points. Again, for the Ravens, it's not the defense. It's a very acceptable number, 30 right now with a minute to go in the half that they've given up. But having scored 18 is the problem. Offense has struggled just the first half. Here's LaRue into the lane. Can't get the shot away. Goes back to Ahmad. Lewis, little stutter step. Shot no good. And rebounding it back down. It's going to be Carson or Kason Richardson. And Baker up the floor. 45 seconds left in the half. The pass in the middle is going to be batted away. Nice hustle underneath by Preston. Reynolds will get it over to Bryson. LaRue to Preston. Alone for the layup. Reynolds for two. LaRue the assist. BC back to within 10. Shot clock, game clock separated by 4 seconds. Baker's going to slow this thing down, milk a little bit of time off. Spread the floor wide out. Three of the guys out there with both hands on their hips. They're looking a little winded. About ready to get in for halftime. Feet over to the right side, knifing into the lane, going up from 13 and draining it, Ty Henry. 32-20. BC, 1 second at the buzzer. It's good for three. Does it count? No. The official at the baseline said good. The official from the top, who had the better look at the backboard, waved it off. And Coach Moody's out of the midcourt trying to get a little clarification, but the official up there kind of shows these points to his eyes that I saw that it was off. Coach Moody wants to go to a review, but we'll let them do all of that while we take a quick break. Ray, we'll be back here to summarize the opening half for you. The two teams are headed for their locker rooms. It's halftime in Baldwin City. The score, Baker 32, Benedictine 20.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Back with you here at the Collins Center on the campus of Baker University in Baltimore City, Kansas. We're at halftime of the guys' game. Wildcats in front of the Ravens, 32-20. And again, we've been talking about it during the first half. The Benedictine defense giving up 32 points. That's acceptable. That's probably right in the wheelhouse where Coach would be all right with that. You know, give up 60, 65 a game, probably all right. In fact, though, the Ravens not scoring. Only 20 in the first half. Here's where the problem comes in. It's because Baker hit 47 and almost 48% of their shots, 11 of 23. The Ravens hitting 7 of 25 and only 2 of 11 from outside. Now, Baker didn't take a lot of outside shots, 6. Only hit one of them, 16%. So are these two teams shooting well from the outside? Absolutely not. At the free throw line, Baker not shooting very well, 9 of 16 for 56%. Benedictine shooting more poorly at 4 of 10. Hitting only 40% of the shots from the outside. Rebounds, Baker with a bit of a lead, 20-17. And looking for any other notable numbers, assist numbers probably a little underinflated. 2 assists for each team, I suspect there were more than that. 6 steals by each team, I suspect that's pretty close. And the Ravens got a little foul trouble early. They've committed 11 first-half fouls, and 4 Benedictine. 2 fouls each on Corridori and Vigalpa and Lewis and Simmons. For Baker, 2 on Harvey and Burling. A look at the first half scoring for you for the Wildcats. Kenyon Russell. Well, he's done He's done a very nice job for this team. Kenyon Russell coming in off the bench, and he's a big man who had 3 of 4 from the floor, 8 points to lead all scorers. 5 of the first half for both Dylan Smith and Noah Rigatuso, 4 apiece for Ty Henry and Quentin Harvey. Kerry Jones and Brock Burley, each with 3, to round out the Baker scoring. For Benedictine, Preston Reynolds, 2 of 4 shooting the ball, has 7 points, but only 3 of 8 at the free throw line. Preston, very candidly, much better shooter than that, but 3 of 8 so far tonight. Corridori has 5 points, and Ezra Vigafa, Bryson LaRue, each with 3, 2 in the first half for Ahmad Lewis. We're going to take a bit of a break, and we'll be back. Second half of the guys' game coming up live here on Kit Radio. And by the way, in the opening game tonight, great win for Coach Folsom and the Benedictine Lady Ravens as they notched an impressive W over Baker in the ladies' game, game one. But second half of the guys' game coming up, and right now with our intermission score, Baker 32, Benedictine 20. Back we go to Ray. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio. He's going to take great care of you here at halftime.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
And we welcome you back here to halftime. Our halftime score is Benedictine 20, Baker 32. Looking at other scores in men's basketball around the Heart of America Conference, Grandview is leading Mount Mercy 46-35 in the second half. They are at halftime in Parkville, Missouri, Peru State 38, Park 37. Late first half, Mid-American Nazarene 46, Missouri Valley 42. Early second half, Clark 48, Central Methodist 43. Halftime, Graceland 44 to William Penn 32. And we want to remind you, coming up Friday night, JCN will travel to St. Mary's Colgan for playoff football. Also Saturday, Kansas State Wildcats will be in Lawrence to take on the Jayhawks. Both teams at 7-3, which should be a Sunflower showdown to remember. Tomorrow night, Thursday night football in the NFL, we'll have Cincinnati at Baltimore for an AFC matchup. Tomorrow night on Thursday night football, as Cincinnati looks to rebound after a tough loss last week. Right now, before we get back to Tom, we have Luke Combs and Better Together here on Hot Country 93.7.
A 40 HP Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat. Coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts. 8-point bucks in autumn and freshly cut cornfields. One arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together. like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too's like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together, and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name would just sound better together, and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ray Penning back here at Care Radio Sports Studios. We are at halftime of the Benedictine men's game as Benedictine is trailing Baker 20-32. We're going to send it back to Tom Couts, who's live at the Collins Center for second half action right after this.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat, like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Hey, welcome back. Good to have you back with us here in Baldwin City, Kansas, on the campus of Baker University, where it's game one of the 2023-24 Heart of America Athletic Conference college basketball season. Lady Ravens, an impressive victory in game number one here tonight. So congratulations to Coach Folsom and his team. Second game of the night, halfway through, and the BC guys found themselves down a dozen, 32-20 here at Baker. Tell you what we're going to do. I just had a thought. Let's first of all maybe recap the ladies' games that have gone on already earlier this evening. Finals all the way across the board, of course, as it was Peru State on the road winning at Park tonight, 79-74 in women's college basketball. Lots of points as the national champions from Clark defeat Central Methodist 101-74. Graceland in a thriller over William Penn, 71-70. It was Grandview, no trouble over Mount Mercy, 73-59. In overtime, Missouri Valley held off Mid-America, 84-78. And, of course, the Benedict and Lady Ravens tonight winning over Baker here in Baldwin, 70-53. So congratulations to all of those around the conference. On the guys' side tonight, we're all, might as well call it halftime scores, as Mount Mercy trails Grandview 52-38. You got Park leading Peru State 48-44. Halftime score, Mid-America in front of Missouri Valley 50-42. Clark in the guys' side, also leading Central Methodist. They're down to about 11 minutes to go in the game, 59-54. Graceland, a huge lead over William Penn. Okay, maybe you didn't hear me correctly. I just want to make sure that I looked at this right and I'm reading this right. Graceland 51, William Penn 36 with 18 minutes to play in Oskaloosa, Iowa. And we go to the second half here. Baker leading Benedictin 32-20. The ball is going to come into the Wildcats and we are back underway. The pass over to the right side of the lane is going to be batted free by Bryson LaRue and Benedictin. Coming up the floor with the basketball, we're underway here in the second half. BC for the baseline left. There's a three. Braden Belt. Belt will have his first points of the game on that three-pointer to begin the second half. Up floor with the basketball. Baker will take it down the left side. Go into the lane. It's going to be blocked by Reynolds. Follow shot. Blocked again, and this time a foul called. So on the first effort, Preston Reynolds was able to reject the shot, but on the second, he's going to be calling for his second foul of the game and the first foul of the second half by Benedictin. Coming to the free throw line for Baker, it's going to be Quentin Harvey. Now, Quentin, 4 points in the first half, was 0-for-1 at the free throw line, and now, or rather 0-for-2, and now he's 0-for-3 as he misses the first of two. Free throws have been a real challenge for these teams tonight. The Ravens 4 of 10 at the line. Baker is 9 of 17, now 10 of 18. Because Quentin will hit the second one, making it 33-20. 19-20 to go in the game. Plenty of time for the Ravens to come back. Need to begin doing that though soon. Here's a driving shot up by Ezra. No good. And the rebound on the floor, tied up, jump ball possession, Benedictine. The Ravens are going to have it back in with 19-11 to play. It'll be put in play in front of head coach Moody and the Raven bench. For the Ravens, Ezra Bygoffa, Preston Reynolds, Ahmad Lewis, Bryson LaRue, and Braden Belt. The five on the floor. Ezra will go left side, kicks it over. Ahmad will launch the three, too strong, and a rebound down to Baker. Noah Rigatuso comes down with the board. Now the Ravens are going to steal it back. The drive, the dish back, LaRue shot, block, and there's a foul. Noah Rigatuso with Quentin Harvey, Corey Jones, Ty Hendry, and Dylan Smith are the Baker players on the floor to begin the second half. The foul is going to be on Corey Jones for Baker. It will be his second, and it will be team foul one of the second half for Baker. So team fouls even here just over a minute into the second half. Team fouls are even at one apiece. At the free throw line, Bryson LaRue hits his first shot, collecting his fourth point of the game. He had a three-pointer earlier. 33-24. This one is up and in. 33-25. And as quickly as that, BC's back within eight. Very manageable. We're still 18:50 to go. Wildcats over in front of the Baker bench. And now we've got a whistle and a foul off the ball on an illegal screen. This is going to call a blocking foul on Dylan Smith. Dylan has his first foul tonight. So very quickly, Baker with team foul two. And the Ravens would love to get the opportunity to come to the free throw line and score points with no time coming off the clock. Although, that's been a bit of an Achilles heel for BC tonight, hitting free throws. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. It'll come back into the Ravens from beneath their own goal. Shot clock at 16. 18:28 left in the game. 33-25, Baker in front. Baker at home tonight to begin the conference season. Inbound it comes, and way out on top, Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad spinning, twisting on the right foot, kicks it back to Ezra. He'll go all the way to the baseline, loses the handle, out to Belt, goes to three, in and out, nope. Rebound's going to be slapped out nicely by Reynolds. Here's Bryson for three, nope. Rebound tipped out, pulled down this time. Wildcats, Baker coming up the court with it. Going to be Corey Jones into the forecourt, accelerating down the right side, going all the way to the baseline, now trying to feed into the middle of the lane where a Raven reaches in and picks up a foul. The whistle is on Bryson LaRue, his second. LaRue picking up foul number two, team foul two. Back in from their offensive end, Wildcats with the basketball, up eight. They work the perimeter. Again, the Raven defense has been good. It was great in the first half, giving up only 32 halftime points. And we're over 2 minutes into the second half. They've only given up one. Here's a kind of a reverse crossover layup that is off the mark. BC will rebound it back down. Ravens come back up the floor. Big collision on top. Players from both teams hit the hardwood, and the foul is going to be on Baker. And it will be foul number two on Dylan Smith, both of which have come here in the second half. Wildcat team foul three. So Benedictine very quickly moving toward getting some free throw opportunities. The ball comes in, and here's Ahmad with it. 17.5 to go in the game. Lewis drives and it won't drop. Rebound. Preston follows it home. 9 points, Preston Reynolds. 33-27. And hey, Ravens are within two possessions with 17-17 to go. Background to the left side, Ty Hendry. Dishes it off on top. Rigatuso has a collision with Reynolds and lands on the floor, and your official's going to come over. I'm sure it's going to be. No, it's not going to be on Preston. Foul's going to be on Braden Belt, his second. So Belt with two fouls. In fact, for the Ravens, Reynolds with two, Lewis with two, LaRue with two, Belt with two, Simmons two, Cordori two. And here's a shot in the middle. It's going to be up and good. With 17 minutes to go in the ball game, and the Ravens now trailing at 35-27. Benedictine into the forecourt. Reynolds. Back over comes to Ezra. By Goffa to LaRue. Underneath to Preston. Offensive foul, Reynolds. They'll say he dropped the shoulder and went in too hard. Now for Preston, who's really been a big chunk of the Benedictine offense, it's a problem. And by big chunk, Preston has 9 of Benedictine's 27 points. The next highest scorer is Gino Corridori with 5. Here's a shot, goes up, won't go, rebound. Ravens had it for a minute, and Baker's going to take it back on a driving layup with a little left-handed flip. It's going to be up and in. Corey Jones has 5. And on back-to-back possessions, Baker goes right back up by 10. Spinning shot in the middle of the lane is going to be up and good. Nice job by Ahmad Lewis. His 4th point tonight. 37-29, Baker. Inside 16 to play. Wildcats go left side. Oh, nice job. Preston Reynolds steals that ball. And again, they need Preston out there. He's done such a good job on both sides. There's a shot by LaRue. It's coming up short. And a long rebound. Wildcats back up the floor. 15 and a half left. Here goes Ty Henry. Left side. Tries to lean into the lane. Great defense that time by Belt. The drive underneath the rim, too far, trapped down there by Ezra. They'll come off on top. The three is launched, and it's hit. Noah Rigatuso. 8 points for Rigatuso. And it's 40-29. And we have 15 minutes left. So BC makes it a little bit of a run. Baker pushes right back. Left side is Ahmad, and he's going to be called for a travel. And so the Ravens making a few little mistakes that are costing them possessions. And after they've made a run, it cut the gap to 6. Those errors allow Baker to push that thing right back up. Now we're going to get some adjustments to the lineup for both teams. Gino Corridori is going to come into the game for Benedictine. Taking out Preston Reynolds. Ahmad Magoob. Brock Burling into the game for Baker. And here comes the Wildcat offense. 14:40 left. Baker has the ball with an 11-point advantage. Left side of the lane, it's going to go. Back and in. Ravens sandwich the defender. He gets a pass away and cutter to the baseline. It's going to be up and good. Ahmad Magoob's first bucket of the game. And now the BC pass on top, nearly stolen by Dylan Smith, but couldn't quite control it in play. It's going to get out of bounds on the far side with 14:20 left. 42-29 Baker. BC will have it in from the far side, right in front of kind of the student section over there, which, by the way, has diminished considerably after halftime. Shot goes up by BC, no good. Rebound Wildcats. Quick outlet down the left side of the running threes. Boom. You're going to say 2. Official on the far side had a good angle on it. He's going to say the toe was on the line. Quentin Harvey hits that for 2. He's got 9, and we have a timeout taken. Break in the action coming at 14:07 to play in the ball game from Baldwin City. It is now Baker 44, Benedictine 29.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Back with you here in Baldwin City. Happy to have you with us here on Care Radio, K-A-I-R-F, Important Atchison. I know that's a little bit early, but we'll get to that. 44-29 is the lead for Baker over Benedictine. Quick look at which athletes these teams are going to be putting back out on the floor. Coming out for Baker, it'll be Dylan Smith and Ty Henry, Ahmad Magoob, Quentin Harvey, and Brock Burling. For Benedictine, you got Gino out there, Gino Corridori and Braden Belt, Bryson LaRue, Ahmad Lewis, and Ezra Bankafa. Ezra coming up the floor. Ravens are on offense, coming out of the timeout. Here we go. Corridori with it on top. Here's Belt falling away for three. It's up quite short. And the long rebound pulled out by Corridori. Benedictine is going to maintain control of the basketball. Ezra will drive. Little left-handed layup. It's up and good. He did a nice job. The quick acceleration, a quick first step. 5 points now, Ezra. It is 44-39. Three-point shot on the other end. Wow! That was a beautiful shot by Quentin Harvey. His first three of the game. Quentin Harvey knocks that down, and he's at 9. Now, that makes him at 12 points, 47-31. And a steal. Baker the other way. In, up, good for two. Ty Henry got 6. A little bit of a run by Baker is suddenly giving him a massive lead. It's 49-31. And we're down to 13 minutes to go. Top time for the basketball. It's going to be Ezra. Bagafa feeds underneath, twisting, turning. Shot up, up, high off the rim and good. The bucket to Corridori. Gino with 7. 12:40 left. Swinging the ball from side to side. Quentin Harvey. Back down low it goes. That's where Baker likes that shot underneath. The shot's up off the rim a couple of times, and it's going to kick in. And that is another bucket for Ahmad Magoob, and he's at 4. 51-33. Long three. Nicely done. LaRue and a Raven timeout. Bryson hitting his second three of the ball game, and we're going to take a break, Ray. Down to 12-16 to play in the guys' game this evening, where it's Benedictine trailing Baker 51-36.
Did you know Community Banking Week is April 24th through the 28th? Union State Bank wants to recognize the value of community banks during this time. Community banks put local capital to work within the community, provide employment for local residents, and help invest locally through loans for houses, businesses, and agriculture. The Union State Bank team is proud to serve you as your local community bank. Come into any of their 8 branches and get a gourmet cookie and a small gift. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 654946.
Coming out of the timeout, the Ravens with Vigampa, Lewis, LaRue, Belt, Corridori. 12-12 to go. And here come the Wildcats down the floor, right side with it. All the way in, the shot is up. No good. Follow shot. Yes, plus one. Count the bucket for Brock Burling. Put him on the line for a free throw. And the foul is going to be the third for Bryson LaRue. The Baker likes the inside. Big guys, his free throw's up, no good. And it's going to be saved by the Wildcats to come down with the offensive rebound off the missed shot. 53-36. Inside 12 now. Back over to the left side. Here's a long shot. It's up and good. Well, they found the range a little bit. They had not been taking that long shot. Now Quentin Harvey's come down and hit back-to-back three. 56-36. Ravens in a little trouble, trailing by 20. Down to 11.5 to play. Back over to the left side. LaRue's rainbow three is off the left side of the rim, but rebounded out by Preston. He'll dump it over to the right side to Ahmad. Back out on top. Here's a three by Hall. No. Rebound underneath Baker. Ty Henry will sweep it down. Up the floor with it is going to come Nick. Nick Wittick. Wildcats very patient, and they should be. A 20-point lead with 11 minutes to go. The feet underneath. The man's inside. The shot is up, and it is good. And that time, they were able to sneak Nick Wittick into the middle. And Nick is not a really big guy. 5'11" junior out of WPB. Here's a shot underneath out of the hands of Preston Reynolds. Rejected out of bounds from behind. BC's going to have it back into their offensive end with 16 on the shot clock. So Ty Henry is going to check out of the game. Braden Griffiths comes in. Ravens trailing now 58-36. 10:40 to go. Reynolds, Lewis, Hall, LaRue, Corridori. There's your Raven five. Skip pass into Gino. Faces the basket. Now backs in. Twist. Little left-hand hook shot. Nicely done. So Gino has 9. And the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Pulled down by Ahmad, and it's going to be knocked away from behind. Taken back by Baker. The feed underneath the rim. Bit of a head fake. Shot is up. Won't go. A little head fake could kind of take a Brock Burling off balance a little, and when he went up with the follow, he was not able to squarely get it off the backboard. BC comes down with a rebound, and Ravens are going to take it the other way. We're down to 10 minutes to play. 3/4 of the game through. Be aware, Ray, we're about to have a media timeout at the next dead ball opportunity. As the shot is up, no good. Rebound tipped away. Baker comes down with it. Wildcats by 20. 58-38. Inside, 10 minutes left. Back out on top with it is Magoob. Here's a shot for 3. That's quite wide to the right side. Ravens back the other way with Bryson. LaRue taking it down the right side. Two-handed pass. Swings it over to the left. Anthony. Hall's going to give it back. Ahmad. Power move into the middle. And two defenders just kind of collapse down on him. And one of them is going to be whistled for the foul. If I'm the official, it's kind of hard, I would think, to establish against whom the foul should be called. But they're going to put it on Brock Burling. It is going to be Burling's third foul. And that dead ball does, in fact, bring us to the media break. Time out on the floor. We've got 9:20 to play in this men's college basketball game this evening. It is Baker 58, Benedictine 38.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Hey, good to have you back with us as we come to the under 10 break here in Baldwin City, Kansas. A quick look at how things are going for these two teams. Well, Baker continues to play pretty well, shoot fairly well. They are hitting 47% of their shots from the floor, 11-23. And now they've improved in the second half, up now at 64% in the second half, up to 55% for the game. Benedictine, on the other hand, is also shooting better. They were at 28% in the first half, and they're right now at 35% in the second. But again, Baker shooting 55% for the game. Ravens are shooting 31. 3-point range. Baker's hitting 40% of their shots. Benedictine hitting 20. The free throw line, neither team shooting very well. 52 and 50%. So kind of an indifferent sort of a stat number. Rebounds is a 29-28 comparison. So not a big deal. There's the first of a couple of free throws. It's going to be up and good for Ahmad Lewis. He'll hit that one, picking up his 5th point of the night. One more shot, and he will get them both. 58-40, Baker. We're inside, 9:20 to go now. Rockettes start left, come right, back left again. Looking in, pivoting with the left foot. Comes back over to the right side. Somebody back off on top now. They'll look into the middle, drive left, pushing off. Now the ball's going to be batted away by Preston. It's on the floor, picked up by a Baker player. Two Ravens surround him. Now a third Raven steps in, and we're going to get a Wildcat timeout. That was a good one called by Coach Dooley. Taking a break. 9 minutes to play in the game. Baker 58, Benedictine 40.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With 9 minutes exactly to go in the ballgame, Benedictine has no one in double-figure scoring, but a couple of guys right on the cusp of Preston Reynolds and Gino Corridori have 9 apiece, and right behind them, Bryson LaRue with 8, half a dozen for Ahmad Lewis. For Baker, 15 for Quentin Harvey. He's having a really nice night. Noah Rigatuso and Keenan Russell, each with 8. We go back to action. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Baker basketball, and as quickly as that, they throw it away. They were trying to lob it into the middle to the big guy, but he was surrounded by a pair of defenders. There was no way for Keenan Russell to get to that basketball. Ravens are going to have it back in play. So, BC back on offense, down 18. Left side is going to be Ahmad. He'll start right, drive left, putting on a little ball-handling exhibition. Now we'll cut into the lane. Right-handed runner is up and no good. And again, the rebound coming down to Keenan Russell. And here's BC, or here's Baker. Baker back up court with it. Don't jump it over to the right. Cut all the way across underneath. Kick it to the left where the three is shot and hit by Rigatuso. Noah hits his third three of the game, puts him at 11 points, and it's now 61-40. 8:10 to go. Backing in, twisting, turning. Nowhere for Gino to go. Moves it back out on top again. By Goffa will fade from 15. Bounces off the rim. It dances up there a little bit, but it'll fall in. 7 points for Ezra. 61-42. Benedictine battling hard, but time is coming to miss you now. It's 7:45 to play. Raymond's down 19. Cross court it goes. Accelerating to the baseline. The ball's going to be knocked free, stripped away, and kicked out of bounds. It'll be out of play off the toe of Ahmad Lewis. Now the Ravens are going to bring both Braden Felt into the game along with Jack Vanderwood. So Jack Vanderwood is in, and looking at his line here real quick. And I don't see even a line, so Jack, no points. Now the Ravens are going to steal it. Coming all the way down the floor, coast to coast. What a nice play by Corridori. Handled the ball nicely. Went the length of the floor. Laid it up and in. So Corridori with 11. 61-44. Benedictine battling tough. 7:10 to play. The ball underneath is going to be stripped out of bounds down to the baseline. They're going to knock it away from Keenan Russell. Baker's going to bring Corey Jones and Ty Henry back in. A couple of their original starting five. A couple of guys with outstanding ball handling skills. Here comes Ezra by Goffa. Ezra coming to Benedictine from Wellington, New Zealand, by way of Neosho County. Preston Reynolds dumps it off on top. Braden Belt, he's been out of the game for a period. Running shot from the right side. It's going to be short, but in the process, Rigatuso commits a foul on Belt. Going to put him at the free throw line for a pair of shots. in Rigatuso. We'll have collected personal foul number two. The second half started off with a lot of fouls being called. It looked like maybe we were going to have some players in trouble, some teams finding themselves at the free throw line a lot, but then that kind of subsided. We have not had that number of fouls called as the second half has worn on. In fact, for Baker, 6 fouls in the second half. For Benedictine, only 5. First free throw is good for Belt. Second free throw is also. Braden Belt, just a good shooter. Has 5 points now tonight, making it 61-46. Ravens rolled off 6 unanswered points. And now, BC forces a turnover. The Ravens are going to get it back. Bagapa, Reynolds, Vanderwood. Yeah. Let me look back out there. We got Belt, Corridori. Here's a 3 off the mark for Braden. Reynolds is out there. Vanderwood, Belt, Bagapa, and Corridori. There's your Raven 5. 6:15 to go. Baseline 3 up and good. I kind of thought maybe Baker was going to pull back a little bit from that and become a little more conservative, but certainly they were not there. Ty Henry went down, got himself in the corner, squared up, and launched one. Makes it 64-46, and we're at the 6-minute mark. Benedictine down 18 with less than 6 to play. And again, first to the left, then to the right, Ezra starts into the lane and pulls up his dribble, and you hear the crowd. They saw the travel, and the official right beside him saw it also. BC will turn it over. Baker's going to have it back in from the far sideline. Down to 5:50 to go. Nick Wittick up the floor. 5'11", 160-pound guy. 3-point shot, right wing, no good. Rebound, Preston. Reynolds. Into the forecourt, starts right, comes left, kicks it over to Belt. He will launch and drain the 3. Braden Belt, a very proficient perimeter shooter, who did not score in the first half of the game tonight, but is in the second half, he's rolled up 8 points already. Makes it 64-49. 5:15 to go. And here's a 3 on the other end. Knocking that thing down from way outside. How about Quentin Harvey? That was remarkable. Quentin Harvey with the long-range shot. He's hit 3 consecutive threes now. Here's a Raven 3, and it's good by Belt. Right now, these two teams are now just lining up and dropping threes. 67-52. 4:44 left. The ball just kind of pitched out to the top. Here's another turnaround shot for 3. That one's not going to go in. Ezra rebounds it down and glides into the forecourt, kicking it down the left side in front of the scorer's table, pushes off with the left hand, and the same, as he was kind of pushing out, the defender was kind of pushing in, and a foul is going to be whistled on Nick Wittick. Nick, foul number 1. However, most impactful is the fact that for Baker, it is foul number 7, which is going to send Ezra Bagapa to the free throw line. Now, Ezra's not had a free throw opportunity tonight. He's got 7 points in the ball game, 1-3 and 2-2s. Front half of the 1-1, missing. And a rebound back down to Baker. And again, enjoy these 1-1s while you can see them, because they are on the way out. Like the dodo bird and the woolly mammoth, man, the 1+. Going away. 4:14 to go. I like the 1-1. I just think there's a lot of things you do with it. As a coach, you know, you can work on some stuff. Here's a shot underneath. There's a little collision, and Benedictine's going to come to the free throw line. It'll be Noah Simmons checking up there. Simmons having been fouled by Nick Wittick, who very quickly picked up his first and then his second foul. A lot of strategy in the 1-1 for fouls 7 through 9. But this is going to be a 2-shot foul, and it's kind of irrelevant as Noah Simmons puts the first one right in there. Benedictine is going to bring Bagapa out. He's going to put Bryson LaRue back in. But prior to the second free throw and that substitution, we'll have a timeout taken by Coach Dooley and Baker. Ray, let's enjoy it. What do you say? We're down to 3:59 to go in tonight's men's college basketball game in Baldwin City. Where it is Baker 67, Benedictine 53.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Nine to play in the ball game this evening. 67-53. Baker in front of Benedictine. They've led throughout the ball game. Jumped out in front, 2-0, 4-0. Ravens started battling back, tied the game at 9, but then at 7, and then again at 9. But Benedictine has never had a lead in this game this evening. Coming to the free throw line for his second shot is going to be Noah Simmons. Noah out of Valley Center, Kansas. Second free throw is not going to fall in the rebound. Coming down to Baker. Wildcats up the floor, leading at 67-53. Here's a quick three fired and short. Offensive rebound underneath. Nicely done and cleared away by Dylan Smith. Baker's going to push this thing back out on top. 67-53. They'll step over to the left side. Single digits on the shot clock. Shot goes up. Foul gets called. Can't hit a three-point play. Counting the bucket. The foul is going to be on Noah Simmons. That will be his third tonight. And at the free throw line, Quentin Harvey, where he is 1 of 4 this evening. That's about the only thing he hasn't done well, and he'll hit this one. 70-53. 3.5 left here tonight. BC goes top side, starts left, looks to the middle, lobs inside. The ball's going to be stripped out of the hands of Preston Reynolds and slapped out of bounds. Dylan Smith able to get a hand on that and knock it free and roll it out of play. It'll come back into Benedictine at their baseline, but now down 17 with 3:20 to go. The comeback becomes extremely difficult. Bagapa lobs it out on top to Preston. Ravens will look into the middle. They try to get inside the pass. This step in front of it, stolen away. Good job of anticipating it. Now a running three on the other end. No. Offensive rebound, Baker, and they're going to save it off on top. Carson Richardson in the game now. For the Wildcats, Richardson, a sophomore from Heston, Kansas. And a shot misses, rebound Benedictine. Ravens go back the other way. Ezra with it on the left side, down to 2 minutes and 45 to go. Here's Belt, it's three, it's not good. And a rebound, Ty Henry. Now Kurt Dooley jumps up, tells his team, all right guys, now gotta slow this thing down. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play. Baker shooting is become pretty good, actually, 53%, 26-49 at this point. Benedictine, 18 of 52, including 6 of 24 from outside. Here's a 15-foot shot from the right side of the free throw line that's going to count. Ty Henry drops it in, 72-53. And we are at 2 minutes to play. The ball's going to be knocked away from Ahmad. It's going to be picked up by the Wildcats. Baker, 3-on-1, feeds across, lays it up, and lays it in. Give that bucket to Carson Richardson, and those will be his first points tonight, 74-53. Minute 47 left. Back on top is Ezra. Accelerates. Better steps, no room, baseline. Here's Belt. It's three, not happening. And another Baker rebound by Richardson. So Carson has come into the game and done a nice job. We're going to get a Baker timeout as Coach Dooley going to go to the bench, and we're going to maybe see a couple of new faces here in the late going. Great. I think we should enjoy a timeout with these two teams out on the floor. What do you say? We've got a minute 25 left in tonight's game. Time out of the court. It is Baker 74, Benedictine 53.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
.125 to play in tonight's Benedictine conference opener on the road at Baker. And Wildcats with a substantial 74-53 lead. It will be Baker basketball coming in from the mid sideline across the way in the forecourt. Inbound work is going to be provided by Max Black. And again, I mentioned that coach is bringing in some new guys. I've not seen ever any of these guys on the floor ever. Let me grab up a program here. We got some nice pretty programs I brought along. Max Black is a 6'4 sophomore from Independence. Shot clock goes off, and Ravens are going to get put this thing back in play. So, also, you got Mason McKee. He's a 6'1 senior from Tulsa. Tommy Fasuro. That's why they have the pronunciation guide. Tommy Fasuro. He is a 6'2 junior from Olathe West High School. Benedictine with a shot that won't go. Javon Shaw's out there, a 6'3 junior from Liberty High School. Javon has it over on the left side. Now they'll take it to the right, where it's their big guy, Brody Pollock. Brody is a 6'4 senior from Bolivar. Shot clock to 10. Baker with the ball. Here's a turnaround. He gets it. The crowd's going to love this. Brody Pollock. How about that guy? So Brody, he'll get two, makes it 76-53. 10 seconds to go. The three for the Ravens. Nice shot, Jack Vanderwood, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight in Baldwin, Baker 76, Benedictine 56. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here in Baldwin City. We're in the nightcap, second game, guys game here tonight. Baker jumped out in front, never relinquished the lead, and came away tonight with a 76-56 win over Benedictine. Recap of the scoring for you, first of all, for the Wildcats. How about old Quentin Harvey? Oh, man, I'll tell you what, he had a tremendous game. 4 points at halftime, and then absolutely found the range in the second half. Into the game with 21, led his team by all scores. 21 points, Quentin Harvey. Ty Hendry, Noah Rigatuso, 11 apiece. Keaton Russell had 8 of his 5 tonight for Dylan Smith, Corey Jones, Brock Burling. Ahmad Magoob had 4, and then 2 each for Quiddick, Richardson, and Pollock. For Benedictine, 2 guys made it to double-digit scoring as Braden Belt and Gino Corridori each notched 11. Preston Reynolds had 9, 8 tonight for Bryson LaRue. It was Ezra Vigapa with 7, half a dozen for Ahmad Lewis. Jack Vanderwood hit that 3 right at the buzzer, and Noah Simmons with 1 for Benedictine. Shooting tonight, well, Raymond just got a little bit of trouble early on. As Baker in tonight, shooting the ball extremely well, 55.8% on 29 of 52 shooting. For Benedictine, 19 of 55, 34%. From outside, Baker hit 38% of their shots, 7 of 18. Benedictine, 7 of 27, 25%. At the free throw line, the Ravens 11 of 19, Baker 11 of 20. Neither team shooting there very well. Baker even turned it over more than Ravens, 22 to 18. But when it was all said and done, 10 more shots from the floor equals a 20-point win. And Baker begins its conference season at 1-0 and improves their overall record at 3-2. Where Benedictine, well, the Ravens are now going to be 1-3. 0-1 in the conference. Opening game tonight, nice win for head coach Folsom and the Benedictine Ladies as they get by Baker tonight. And it was a 70-53 win for the BC women. Here's what we got going on Care Radio for Thursday night, tomorrow night, right after the Care Radio Evening Report. It'll be Sports Look on Care Radio. Probably 5:20 or so. We're going to get you up to speed on all the things going on in and around the care listing area. Friday night, then, we're going to be in Pittsburgh, Kansas, as it is going to be semifinal game in the state football playoffs. JCN is going to be at St. Mary's Colgan. So join us for that one. 7 o'clock kickoff from Pittsburgh, Kansas, the Chargers in the Final Four of the state. And then Saturday, 12 o'clock noon from Nolan Gymnasium, BC is going to have their first conference home games. Ravens at ladies at noon, guys at 2, Ravens host Clark. Hey, want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Want to thank Ray for doing a great job back in the Care Studios, our producer and engineer this evening. Till we reach you next time for Ray in the Studio, Tom Katz here in Baldwin City saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat, like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.